Integrity isn't something you practice when it's convenient. It isn't a mask you wear when the world is watching, nor a script you recite when there's something to gain. Integrity is who you are when no one is keeping score, when betrayal seems easy, profitable, or even justified. This is why betrayal cuts deeper than the act itself. It isn't just the damage someone attempted to do. It's the revelation of who they are when they think they're holding the winning hand. Sometimes it's people closest to us, those bound by blood or long history, who show us just how shallow their loyalty really is. The moment they glimpse a sliver of opportunity to advance themselves at your expense, they act. No hesitation, no deliberation, just instinctual treachery dressed as rational choice. But here's what's worse. Not the betrayal, but the apology that comes after. When the attempt fails, when your resilience holds, when their sabotage falls short and the fallout begins, not on your life, but on their reputation. That's when the apologies arrive. Not from a place of remorse, but from regret. Not because they feel guilt for trying to destroy you, but because they failed and revealed themselves too early. They wish they had waited, played the long game, cloaked their intentions better. That's what haunts them, not the morality of the act, but the miscalculation. To accept such people back into your life is not strength. It is self-betrayal. For what they've shown you is not a lapse in judgment. It is their nature under pressure. And when the world tilts again, when another opportunity arises, they will choose what benefits them, not what honors you. Respect cannot live where integrity has died. Trust cannot be reborn in the ashes of opportunistic malice. And love, real love, is impossible without moral conviction. Forgiveness may be a virtue, but so is discernment. You can wish someone peace while keeping them far from your campfire. You can let go of resentment without ever forgetting what they proved themselves capable of. Integrity doesn't demand perfection, but it does demand consistency, especially when doing the right thing has a cost.